Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
To help us clear up why the price isn't right and why it's rising, let's say hello to Stephen Semple, who is a business consultant, the author of Raising Prices, a brand new book, creator of the Empire Builders Program, and got a podcast, and just in general knows his stuff about the price of things. Good evening, Stephen, and welcome to WGN.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, but unfortunately we're not going to be talking about a fun topic, are we?
No, but it's something that people deal with. Well, no, it's not a fun topic, but I have to say that I think a lot of folks over the past few weeks have maybe spent a little more time than usual shopping due to family gatherings and et cetera. And I know I went into a store right before Christmas to buy some meat for, some prime rib. And I felt I almost had to exchange one of my ribs to obtain their prime rib because the price was, I don't even want to get into how expensive it was. And that's not the only thing, of course, but that may be the most, that may be the point where most folks find the rise in cost because that's, they go to get their groceries and things at the store. Why is all of this happening?
Yeah, and consumers are getting hit in two areas that's really tough. And one is food, because you can't, stop eating. And right. The other is fuel costs. We've seen massive increases in the price of the gas pumps, and that's another one that's kind of hard to avoid. So the inflationary numbers we're seeing are really hitting people in the pocketbook. There's no question about it. There's a couple of things driving food, though. When you take a look at the economic reports, it's definitely there's been impacts due to the pandemic, because we've had periods where, meat processing plants got shut down. There's the increase in transportation costs and fertilizer, because fuel's an input into those things. And we've also had some really poor weather events in areas where food is growing, that it's had an impact on crop yields.
I think I heard this. I'm not sure where I heard this theory. Let me run it by you and see if there's any truth to it. So we're living our lives, and the virus starts, the COVID pandemic starts, and nobody buys anything. And then there's a little loosening for a little bit, and everybody goes out and spends more than they've ever spent before, and suddenly it's that whole supply and demand. The demand went skyrocketing while the supply got caught in the chain, as it were. Is that part of the reason that we're seeing the prices go up? Is that our own fault, so to speak?
Well, I'm going to add one other thing that happened in there, and we especially saw this in areas like steel, where the pandemic starts, demand dips a little bit initially, all of a sudden everybody's economic forecast is going to be, this is going to be a god-awful disaster, so people cancel orders, mills shutter. They said, okay, well, we're not going to make stuff.
Right.
Then all of a sudden demand goes crazy, and they're scrambling to, get tooled up again. And then, we run into, bottlenecks and deliveries and all these other things that happen. So, yeah, there's a number of factors that clicked in place that really created this problem.
Yeah, and that go not only the increases in, we see the increases when we go to the grocery store on the price tag of things, and also at the gas pump, and also trying to buy a new car now is a unique situation due to the chip shortage, but that has inflated the price of the used car.
So it has, and it also shows how complex the supply chain has become.
Yeah, yeah.
There was all these massive numbers, for example, of Ford F-150 trucks that had been made, completed, ready to go, but missing one chip. And without that one chip, the engine didn't run. So it's worth nothing to anyone.
Right.
So, you know, one item gets missed in the supply chain, and it buggers up a whole bunch of things.
Is the increase that we're seeing now, how does that comparable to the history of fluctuating prices?
We are seeing inflation numbers that are approaching some historic high numbers. It's been quite a while since we've seen inflation numbers that we're seeing right now. So it is quite concerning. There's no question it's quite concerning. And I think there's been a hope that these things were going to work their way through and life was going to return back to normal and, you know, COVID was going to be behind us. And then now we've got this variant that we're staring in the eyes. And I think It's very difficult looking forward to say, where is this going to land?
Will this then keep increasing the price of goods, this variant, and the extension of, the COVID mentality, the COVID environment that we've been in for over 2 years? Is this going to still stimulate the prices of goods going up?
Gosh, I wish I had a crystal ball.
Well, wait a minute. You're supposed to have the crystal ball.
And economists are really split on this one as well. So I think it's a hard one to call.
Yeah.
Other than I think when we start seeing an easing, it's not going to be a quick snap back. I think it's going to be more of a slow road back.
Yes. Well, yeah. I think most things will be a slow road back.
Yes.
And you're one of the experts I've talked to, and the other experts in different areas don't have any real definition as to when a return to quote-unquote pre-COVID normal, whatever that was, a distant memory perhaps, when that would occur. Do you think that the consumer is at near a breaking point when it comes to prices? Because, you know, I was aghast at how much I was going to spend, but I spent it anyway, you know, and I enjoyed my dinner. I wasn't ready to stop going and buying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is there a point where is there a breaking point as far as the consumer price index is concerned?
Sure. Where that is always the wild card, is always the real hard guess.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, especially when we start seeing things like food prices going up and energy prices going up, at the end of the day, if there's not money left in your wallet at the end of the month, you're going to start making some other choices. Part of what's fueled all of this as well is our consumer behavior has changed quite dramatically as well. You know, when you're not going into the office, for many people, they're not going into the office every day, so they're not buying that coffee, they're not buying that lunch out, they're maybe not going out for dinner as frequently, so spending habits shifted to other things. But at the end of the day, consumers only have so much money, and when that money is spent, some hard choices start getting made.
Yes, and I was always told to try to, no matter what the situation was, you know, let's create a budget. We'll have a budget for this, we'll have a budget for that. And maybe I didn't pay as much attention to it as I should have, but if these prices keep going up, obviously there's going to have to be an adjustment somewhere. And either it's going to be the people who determine the prices or people like us who buy them.
Well, and there's a third factor that we're also starting to see happen, is we also are starting to see upward pressure on wages. There's no question that we are starting to see, and we've seen reports of this, of major nationals budgeting for increases in salaries for a couple of reasons. There's a shortage of workers, and these rising costs are making it so that employees are starting to demand higher wages.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, it was like the real estate market for a while there. houses, the value of the real estate was skyrocketing, and you could sell your home for an amazing profit. But the thing was, and this is so obvious, once you have sold your abode and collected all your money, you got to turn around and buy it from somebody else at their inflated price. So it's still the same relationship. It's just got some higher numbers connected to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. Absolutely, yeah. A lot of truth to that.
And I'm, how political will this get?
Wow, that's a great question. How political will this get? Well,
yeah.
You know, when people's pocketbooks start getting impacted,
yes, right.
That gets political. You know, it's, you know, I'll never forget, and I believe it was Ronald Reagan who said this, you know, a recession is when you know somebody who's out of work, a depression is when you're out of work, right?
Yeah.
And you know, there was the George Bush thing, it's about the economy, stupid.
Right.
We know from past political campaigns that when the economy goes bad, it becomes political.
Yeah. I don't think I pay a lot of attention to the news, television news, reading newspapers online. I haven't seen a lot of political dissent specifically about the price of goods, so to speak. I mean, there's the big picture of rebuilding the infrastructure and all that kind of thing. But I haven't seen the political division, which is obviously going to be happening over this, because these days political division happens over everything. So I can wait for the finger pointing to start, but I know it's going to start. So
it will at some point. There's other things that are, you know, taking our attention, and that's also
right,
you know,
right.
You know, that's what happens with news cycles. But I think the point here that also businesses need to look at is, you know, expecting that things are going to be better, you know, 2 months from now or 3 months from now. Like, remember, with this time last year, we are all, you know, kicking 2020 to the curb. 2021 was going to be when everything fixed itself,
yeah,
and
right.
The world was going to right itself, and here we are a year later, and it hasn't. I think one of the things that we all need to come to grips with is, even if things get better, they're going to get better slowly. So businesses and consumers need to start planning as this is going to be the reality for the next little while. This is not going away next quarter or the quarter after that. And even if it does, it's going to be a small incremental improvement. It's not a snapback. And there's some things that have permanently changed.
Such as?
Well, I don't believe that everybody is going to be working back in an office again. I think there's
right.
lots
yeah.
of office jobs that right. have permanently moved away from being performed at an office, and mm-hmm. there'll be far more remote working than we've seen in the past. I don't believe everyone is going to be returning back to an office, for example.
Right.
And that has an economic impact to downtown cores, mm-hmm. to businesses that sit in those towers, and it also has an impact to businesses that are in suburban areas, because all of a sudden people are home more.
Yeah. Well, what was that old cliche, to every action there's a something equal reaction? I mean, you can't
yeah.
go one, I mean, you go to do one thing, it's going to have consequences, some of them good, some of them bad, but it's sure not going to stay the same. Hey, listen,
no,
Stephen, it's been great having you on.
It is absolutely a mixed bag, and when something
yeah.
goes for 2 years, it becomes a new normal as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. How do we get your book? Is it Raising Prices? I know it's a new book. Is it out already or what?
Yeah, you can get it on my website, empirebuildersprogram.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's fun about it is actually a comic book. It's
Wait.
A serious business topic that has been presented as a comic book.
How come now we find out about that? I could have gone with that at the very beginning. You must be quite.
Well,
now I'm really intrigued
with
you.
We'll have to talk about
that another time. I mean, yeah, that is fantastic. Why a comic book?
You know, I got really fascinated with The ability of comics to convey a lot of information very easily and very quickly.
Yeah.
So I went down this path of studying comic books and said, you know what? The world doesn't need another business book. What the world needs is a comic talking about a serious topic.
I'm getting the book. Absolutely. And giving it to all my friends. Too bad.
Right.
And, you know, they'll have a belated Christmas present. Here, have my business. By the way, this is a business expert. This is his coloring book. I can't wait to see a comic book, rather. I can't wait to see the look on their faces. Thank you, Stephen, so much for being with us. All the best to you, and have a great new year.
Great. Thank you, and happy new year to you as well.
You bet.